We do give honor to God this morning for what he has done and who he is. We thank him on this morning. God is just a merciful God, and he's a good God. He's an awesome God. And we thank him for who he is. He's God, God all by himself. Thank God for the testimonies on this. Still waiting on the testimony. My son got a testimony. You have to tell what God has done for you. You know, you have to believe. I truly believe that if you don't tell it, you ain't believing it. Even though you got the results that you were looking for. Amen. And so, Kobe, don't you sit down on God. God has been too good to you in several things. You're old enough to get up and tell what God has done for you, even if it was in the past. Like when you broke your tibia and your fibula, you know, I mean, you was just messed up, but God brought you through. Amen. You were still able to run track, basketball. Those things, that's what God just did for you not long ago. How we prayed for him, was it Wednesday night? You know, he wasn't feeling good. Get home, he's feeling well. But, you know, God is just good, and he deserves all the glory. Amen. You can't praise God enough. You ain't enough praise in the world for God. And so God deserves all the glory, all the honor. Amen. So don't be ashamed of your God. Don't be ashamed of what God has done for you. You go and tell it. The more you tell it, the more it get down inside of you. The more you tell it, the more you start to believe it. The more you tell it, the more you want to start telling it. You be looking for somebody to tell it to. Amen. Come on, you got to go and tell it on the mountain. The kids sang last week. Go and tell it on the mountains. Tell it on the mountains, in the streets, at home, at church, at school, at work. Wherever we go, we got to tell the goodness of God. Amen. I truly thank the Lord for being here. I want to thank God for my wife, my children, my grandchildren that loves to come to church. You know, they love to be in church, so we got to love to find something for them to do while they in church, amen. You know, we're still going to give this third Sunday to the children that you started. We started some years ago, and we're going to get the kids busy because they want to do something. You can't take a kid somewhere and tell them sit down, be still, and not do nothing. They want to do something. The more that they do, they get busy, guess what? You're going to get busy. Amen. So we all going to be busy together. Amen. God is good. I'm going to be reading out the book of Luke chapter 4. Enjoy Bible study this morning. Bible study be good. Y'all ought to come out and join the Bible study. We'll get you some donuts, some hot chocolate, whatever it takes to get you to come out here, but we ain't gonna go beyond that. We'll feed you as Jesus did. Make them sit down. We'll feed them some fishes and some loaves. And then we'll give them the word then, Brother Joe. You know, don't just come on Friday. Now come every Sunday morning. You know, and we have a orthodox type of setting. Just ain't the teacher teaching. People raise their hand, they ask some questions, they want to know. And that's good. Don't leave out here the same way you came, unknowing. You better know, because if you don't know, you just don't know. The Bible tells us to get all with all thy getting, get an understanding. You got to understand what God is telling us to do so we can obey. You know, you don't know how to obey when you don't have no understanding. Amen. Luke chapter 4, starting at verse 16. Remember to pray for one another. Let us pray for one another. Pray for our brothers and sisters. Continue to keep Jackie in your prayers. She texted, says she was not feeling well. And Bridget, you know. Yeah, we're going to pray for them all. We never stop praying for them anyway. But just to remind, we're going to continue to pray for them, that God move in their life. Amen. So let us go before the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord God, for another day, God, another year, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your mercy, your grace. We thank you for new mercies, oh God. They are renewed every morning, God. You have not failed us, Lord God. We woke up this morning, God, clothed in our right mind, God. Oh God, some have 100% of their health and strength. Some have a portion, but Lord, we thank you for the portion that we do have, Lord. And we're looking for you, Father God, to complete, Father God. We're looking for you, God, to heal and deliver, God, and make your people free, God, and free indeed, God. Lord, we believe that they can have it, Lord God, because, God, you came and you died for it, Lord. And we thank you for it today, God, because it's ours, God, for the taking, God. Healing belongs to the children, Lord God, and we are your children, Lord. And we ought to be healed, God. Oh, God, physically, God, and spiritually, Father, we ask, Lord God. Now, God, we thank you for the eat. We partake each and every day. Father, we ask that you, God, would just lead and guide us in this word. Speak to our hearts today, Father God. Lord God, let us know, Father God, that we can do all things, oh God. Help us to be reminded, God, that you are God and God by yourself, God. Speak to me, God, and speak through me, God, for the time, God, that you have allotted me. In Jesus' name, amen. Give God one more good praise offering. Everybody, the children too. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. Verse 16, and he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esaias. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable." David again, and the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Here it is. The Bible tells us that he came after he came back to the place where he was brought to the synagogue, which is the church, and he read the book of Isaiah. You know how many know that when God saved you, you just ain't going to go off. God going to take you back to where you brought up. He's going to take you back to where people know you, where people knew what you used to be, knew what you used to say, knew how you used to live. Amen. And that's what the Spirit of the Lord led him back to Nazareth, where he was brought up, where people knew him. And he began to read Isaiah 61. 1 and 2. And he said, "To preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, the Bible said, and he sat down, and everybody fastened their eyes upon him. You know, they was wondering, you know, who this young man was. They was wondering what happened to him. You know, they knew who his father was. Let's read it. It says, "And all bear at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son?" They knew who his daddy was. They knew who his mama was. Amen. They knew his brothers and his sisters. But they still couldn't understand who he was and where he get all of this grace and this power, you know, to speak with authority. They just didn't understand, because a lot of times people think that when you come from a family, they really know who you are. They really know what you're about. That too loud? I'm a loud person by nature. But a lot of people, they think they really know who you are because they know your family. But they didn't know Jesus. They didn't know him like he wanted them to know him. Amen. "There are one stand among you that you know not." And his family didn't understand really who Jesus was. So they knew Mary, his brothers and sisters, that but they really didn't recognize and accept Jesus. Amen. And he said unto them, ye will surely say unto me this proverb, physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also in thy own country. Whatever you did over there, do it here. He said, we heard about what you did over there, but can you do it here among your people? Yeah, he can do it, but you got to have faith. Amen. Jesus don't change. We're the one. He said, we heard about what you did over there. Do also here in thy country. But Jesus replied this. He said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when the great famine was throughout all the land. But until none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, to a woman that is a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha, the prophet, and none of them was cleansed saving Naaman. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, they were filled with wrath and rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, and that they might cast him down headlong. But he passing through the midst of them and went his way. Here it is. They just couldn't receive what Jesus was telling them. He said, look, he said, I tell you the truth. Many widows, verse 25, was in Israel in the days of Elijah. He's letting them know why they couldn't receive him. See, a prophet is not received of his own country. It's hard for people to know you when you grew up, even your family, know you when you grew up, what you used to do, what you was like. And then all of a sudden you're speaking with power. You're speaking with authority. You live in a different type of life now. Amen. You live in a different life that's different toward them. He said, look, you're not going to receive me. He said, but I tell you the truth, many of widows was in Israel in the days of Elijah when the heaven was shut up for 3.5 years, he said. Jesus was showing us a broader picture. He was showing them a broader picture, a bigger picture. He said this widow wasn't the only widow during the time of that famine. Elijah called that famine at 3.5. He wasn't the only widow, that widow. Amen. He said, oh, there were many widows. There were so many widows during the time of famine, not just that one a widow. And mind you, famine was in Israel. It was in Israel and the surrounding cities. You know, they felt the famine too. Everybody was going through. You know, not just Israel, but the surrounding countries. The poor was going through. Jews, bond free. Everybody was touched in that area by this famine. But God didn't send Elijah to any of the Jews. Stay with me. He didn't send him to the Jews. He sent this man to a Gentile. Amen. He sent to a Gentile widow, you know, because look, if God had sent Elijah to the Jews during that time to his own people, I don't think they would have gave him a cup of water, let alone share the last little bit of what they had with Elijah. They wouldn't accept his word. Amen. God sent Elijah with a word. God is sending you with a word. Amen. When God sends you out, he's sending you out to do something. But it's up to the people to receive it. They wasn't receiving what Jesus was speaking to them. They wasn't receiving the word of God. And when you don't receive the word of God, you can't be blessed. You can't receive what you're looking for. I don't know if anybody was looking for anything. Amen. But this woman, this Gentile woman, this widow woman, y'all know the story, how she had just a little bit. And Elijah went to her and asked her, look, first, make me a cake first. Give me something to eat first. And then if you do that, then God going to cause your meal not to fail. He's going to cause your oil not to fail. During this whole famine, I don't know how long that he was with this woman in this famine. If you do what God tells you to do, you're going to reap your blessing. And so ain't too many people going to sow in difficult times. You know, the Bible tells us that in Ecclesiastes, he said, look, Solomon wrote, he said, look, don't look at the clouds. He that observed the clouds won't sow. Amen. So don't look at the difficult situation that you're in today. Don't look at the circumstances that you're in. This woman was in a bad situation. She's going to make her last cake, she said, for her and her son. They was going to go and eat and just wait to die. So many waiting to just pass out of here. They ready to go. They can't take it no more because it's too hard. You know, this thing is unbearable. But God says, my grace is sufficient for you. You can bear what you want to bear. You can bear whatever God bring you to. Amen. You can handle it. But God had that. God called that famine for a reason. He didn't send Elijah. He telling them, look, had I sent you to my people, they would not accept you. To your own people, they would not accept. I'm going to send you to somebody that's going to accept. God looking for somebody to believe him. He's looking for somebody to act up on their faith. Amen. Elijah was looking for somebody to engage with. Amen. And your faith has got to be put to the test. Your faith has got to be put through the fire. Had he not tested this, had she not obeyed what God had told her to do, she would have missed out. Amen. So God was telling them, look, ain't too many people. This is where I believe where God sees where his church is. Ain't too many people in a position to receive God's miracles. Too many people in a position to receive the breakthroughs. Amen. Ain't too many people in a position to receive the blessings that they desire, that God wants to give them. Amen. Because they ain't ready to obey God. They're ready to receive what God got. They're ready to get what God has for them, but they ain't ready to do what God tell them to do. They ain't ready to obey what God tell them to do. Amen. God told this woman, look, you just make me a cake first. You know, how many ready to give up a portion of your little bit? Your tithes, your offering. Lord, I can't pay my bill. How many ready to still obey what God said to give? The Bible says if you give, it shall be given back to you. Not just given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall God cause men to give unto your bosoms. Amen. You can't be God giving. You got to obey what God tell you to do. You got to obey his word. His word is the truth. Amen. His word is the light. Amen. It's going to bring forth. Amen. This God's people, they really not, they're not in the position. They're not in the they're not in the position to receive that overflow. God looking to overflow his people. You know, God is looking to heal his people. God looking to deliver. And I still believe it don't take God. Amen. It don't take him long. He said, look, if you have faith of a grain of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast. And he said it would go. He didn't say it would take 2 weeks. He didn't say it would take a month. I don't believe it take God. I know you got to wait on some things. They that wait upon the Lord. I know you got to wait. But I believe when you hurt, I know the man waited 38 years. I know that the woman had an issue with a blood of 12 years. But I'm seeing God's folk waiting too long. I see God's folk sick with the same sickness when I got saved. It don't take God alone to do anything. You just got to obey the word of God. We just got to put ourselves in a position to receive what God wants for us. It's God's will that we be healed. Amen. It's his will that we be made whole. It's God's will that we have our breakthroughs that we are crying out for. We're seeking God for breakthroughs. We got to do what God tells us to do, these breakthroughs. Amen. God shows you. He'll show you what to do. But sometimes it's just hard for you to come through with it. Amen. It's hard for you to come through with what God tell you to do. But trust God. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he will direct your path. God is ready, willing, and he's able to bring you your blessing, to give you your blessing. Elijah was looking for somebody to engage with, to work their faith. You know, somebody, amen, my God, somebody that was in despair, somebody that was hopeless, somebody who thought that there was no more help for them. This woman thought that there was no more help for her. This all I got. It ain't all that you got. You got Jesus. It don't make no difference what you got in your hand. It don't make no difference what you got, how much you got. And a lot of times everything that you got in your pocket ain't enough. It just won't do. Amen. Money can't. The Bible says money can't buy you no healing. Money can't take this migraine away. Money can't make you to walk right. Amen. Money can buy you a good physician that will tell you all the good, sophisticated things that you want to hear, but you still walk out there with that same issue. But I know a man named Jesus that if you call on him and believe on him, he will deliver you. I know that he will because he has done it too many times. Amen. I know God is able. But we got to position ourselves to receive God's blessing. And he talked about this leprous. He said many lepers in Israel at the time of Elijah the prophet. And none of them was cleansed save Naaman the Syrian. Here, let's go to, if that's 1 Kings. Is that love? Is it 2 Kings? Second Kings 5, I believe it is. Yes. 2 Kings 5. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the kings of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor. But he was a leprous. Here it is. This man was mighty in God, stricken with lepers. God used who he wanted to use. Amen. This man was sick, leprous. I don't understand how he fighting a war when back in them days when you got the lepers, you're supposed to stay away from everybody and say unclean, unclean. Let people know that you ain't clean. But God used him anyway. Don't tell me who God won't use or who he won't, who he will use. God used who he want to use. Amen. Bond free, male, female, don't make no difference. Amen. And the Syrians had gone out in the companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of this leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is in the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, go and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6 thousands of pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now, when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee. that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass when the king of Israel had read the letter that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man do sin unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh to quarrel against me. Here it is. They sent him a letter, sent the king to the letter, said, look, we're going to send this leper down to y'all because we believe that there's somebody there that can heal him. And the king rent his clothes. He was upset. Like, what am I, God? I can't. Why y'all send him here? Send him somewhere else. And he failed to recognize what was in his country. He failed to recognize that he served the God of healing, the God of the creation. He failed to recognize who God was. Amen. People are failing to recognize who God is, even though God has been with you all your life. Even though God has brought you out of many things in the past. But we're still failing to recognize that he's still able, regardless what the situation is. He's still willing, regardless of what the circumstances are. God can do it. Ain't nothing too hard for God. And it was so when Elijah, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king saying, wherefore had thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me and he shall know. Come on, somebody got to know. He shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariots, stood at the door of the house of Elijah. And Elijah sent the message unto him, saying, go, wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Here it is, this man sent, give him a simple word to do. Sometimes we want all of this big stuff to do, to show, you know, God told me to fast 20 days. The Lord told me to lay on this side and he told me to stoop down over here. And then we want something big. And God said, look, he don't take all that. He just going to give you a simple word, some simple instructions. God has given us simple instructions today. And they're so hard to do, ain't they? He said, only believe. All you got to do is just believe. And that's just so hard for people to do. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe, even though he has shown you in the past. Amen. He has shown you through. I've seen God work in others. And we want God to work in us, but we just got to believe on that prophet. We got to believe the word of God. If God said it, if it's written, then it can happen. It will happen if you believe it. You got to believe it. Here it is. This man got mad at the prophet. People get mad at God. That prophet represent God. Amen. He's standing in the stead of God. And he said, ought not Abana and Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. It don't make no difference what river you wash in. The Jordan, the Nile, Mississippi River, Missouri River. God looking for obedience. He just wants you to do what he say. Mary say, look, just do what he say. Amen. Pour the water in the pots, pour the water in the pots. If he say, put some bricks in the pot, put some bricks. Just do whatever God tell you to do and you'll find yourself getting your blessing. Do whatever God tell you to do. You'll find yourself with your breakthrough. Do whatever God tell you to do. You'll find yourself coming out what you in. But people ain't doing what God asking them to do. They doing it their way. And we can't do it our way. He said, I'm the way. He's the truth and the light. Amen. So he sent Elijah to Gentiles because he knew that his people weren't going to accept him. He said, but his own them not. Amen. But as many as to them, are you one of them? Or you wanted them, as many as received them, unto them become sons of God. You got power inside of you. You got the Holy Ghost inside, working inside of you. But some people just can't get it because they just don't want to let stuff go. You know, some people holding on to stuff, still holding on to stuff happened 20 years ago, still holding on to things that they need to let go. That woman let go. Look, she wasn't holding on a little bit. We just hold on a little bit. God asking you to let that little bit go. If you let it go and sow it, because what you sow, it's going to grow. And whatever grow, you're going to reap it. Amen. So you got to sow so you can reap what God wants you to have. Amen. And so he sent that. He was telling them, let's go back to Luke. God is an amazing God. And he won't fail. He can do anything. So Jesus said, look, I tell you, verily no prophet is accepted in his own country. It's hard for people to accept. Folk, I got a lot of family. And boy, some accept and some don't accept. Some believe and some still yet don't believe. Him? Why did God pick him? You know, why did God choose him out of all blah, blah, blah? Now I can sit there and say to myself, I'm glad he didn't pick you. That one. Amen. You know, but I feel like I'm unworthy. It was his choice. Amen. It's God's dealing. Amen. And he says, go back up to Luke 4:21. He says it's going to be hard for people to receive their own prophet. Amen. Their own preacher. Their own teacher. That prophet ain't just a prophet like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. He talking about a prophet too, right in the church. That preacher is the prophet. He's speaking the mouth of God. He's speaking God's word. And a lot of people don't want to accept God's word unless it comes through a different vessel. Unless it's coming through in a different conduit. You know, something that they look for. Amen. But that ain't what God's looking for. God's looking for your obedience and that person's obedience too. Well, Lord, they don't accept me. Then I don't want to go back. Go anyway. If they don't accept you, shake the dust off your feet and move on to the next city. That's what God said. He said, 21, and he began to say unto them, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Look, that was over 700 years ago when Isaiah made that prophecy. And he was talking about Jesus Christ himself. And Jesus would tell them that this day, that very day that he was talking to them, that scripture was fulfilled in their ears. That scripture is being fulfilled in your ears today. Amen. They just couldn't believe it. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is up on me this day. That's what Jesus was telling them, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek this day. But they weren't having none of it. And he said, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty to the captives, and open in the prison to them that are bound this day. That's what he was telling them. This day, you can have this day, if you can believe. You can have your deliverance. You can have your healing this day, if you can believe it. You can have it this day. Amen. You don't have to wait. And he said, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. He said, you can have it this day. That's what Jesus was telling them. This is the day that the Lord has made. You can rejoice and be glad in it. A lot of folk can't rejoice and be glad in these days. Still waiting on what they're looking for, because the breakthrough ain't came through yet. They still waiting. But Jesus said, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, this acceptable year of the Lord was referred to the year of Jubilee. Now, I know y'all know about the year of Jubilee. Amen. The year of Jubilee came only every 50 years. Amen. during the time the debt was canceled. You know, during that time, they canceled debt. They had to cancel debt. People were set free and slaves were freed and the lands were returned back to its original owners. Amen. You know, they had to give it up, whatever. You know, back then they sold their children, their wives, they sold them into slavery because they needed. They sold off their children to work in the master's house. Amen. And some people didn't have children. They sold off their land. You know, they leased their lands off so they can get what they want. Amen. But they couldn't get that back until 50 years. My God. 50 years. That year of Jubilee symbolized a total restoration. Jesus was telling them that this day, this scripture is being fulfilled in your ear. He was telling them that you don't have to wait 50 years to have your debt canceled. You don't have to wait 50 years to get your land back. You don't have to wait that long to get your deliverance. You don't have to wait no 50 years. He said this day, and a lot of people missing out on this day because they still waiting for the Jubilee. The Jubilee is every day. Amen. Every day you wake up is the Jubilee. You know, every day you get up is God is giving you new mercies. Amen. New graces. Amen. So they didn't understand what Jesus was really talking about. They didn't have to wait 50 years to have their sins, the pain, the sickness, the oppression, and all this worry released from them. They could have it this day, but they couldn't believe. A lot of people couldn't believe. A lot of people still are sitting, still standing in unbelief. They didn't have to wait that long. God wants to restore everything back that the devil has taken from you. Even the things that belong to your mama and your daddy and they gone, it belongs to you and the devil still got it. He got to let it go once you believe. Amen. He got to release it. Amen. You ain't got to wait till the year of Jubilee. You ain't got to wait till them 7 years. You can have it this day. You can have your healing day today. But people got to understand that they got to do something. These people, they rejected Jesus. And so many of God's people are rejecting him. He said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. People are waiting for their lands to be healed. But God is telling you that you got to turn from your wicked way. God is telling you that you got to serve him the way that he say you're supposed to serve him. God is telling you you got to live a clean life. God is telling you that. But people don't think that they got to do it. They can live like they want to live. My son was talking to me last night about a book. I thank God for him. He asked me about everything before he do it just about. And I thank the Lord for it. You know how we used to do, we get certain age. I'm grown. I ain't got to ask mama no more. I don't live in mama. You know, as long as mama's still living, I need to go and get some advice. I need some of that, mama. His daddy's still, I need your instruction, Dad. I need it. You can't get too grown. A lot of folks outgrew God. Stop outgrowing God and grow with him. Amen. So he came to me with this book. That night, Dad said, so-and-so gave me this book. You ever heard of it? I looked at it and said, no, I ain't never heard of it. And I looked on the back and it said some things. I said, well, make sure this is lining up with the scriptures. Because people can put all kind of stuff in book and have you thinking all kind of different ways. Amen. So he gave some instruction. I said, but compare with what the scriptures say. I said, in fact, I think you should be reading first. Once you get the Bible, get the word in you, then that other book, your spirit going to bear witness with it. It's going to lead you. The Holy Ghost going to lead you and guide you in all truth. Amen. It's going to lead you in the way that you should go. That's what it's going to do. And so people feel like they got to just go on their own and just do what they want and find themselves in all kinds of trouble. Yes, we reap what we sow. And sometimes what you reap, what you sow, you reap for a while. You reap for a while. Hey, going to that tree or going to the gardens, eating it up right, God got to work on you. He got to get your mind right. He got to get that spirit in order. All right? So the next time, you be real diligent. You know, I'm going to pump my brakes before I go this time. I'm going to look to the left and look to the right. I'm going to seek God. Acknowledge him in all my ways. Amen? That's what I'm going to do. But he said, this is the day that you can have whatsoever. God told Moses that he's going to raise up a prophet, amen, like unto him. There's going to be a prophet like me, Moses said, that God is going to raise up. He said, him shall you hear, amen. So God was telling Moses that there's going to be a prophet that's going to come up, a prophet. God raised up so many different prophets, and he used them, but there was a particular prophet that's going to be just like Moses. Amen. There's a lot of those prophets, they did a lot of miracles. They did a lot of signs. They did a lot. But this prophet was going to be like Moses. Moses, God used him to usher in the covenant of the law. God used deliverer to deliver people out of bondage. But this Moses also, God used Moses to do so many signs. Amen. Did it? He used Moses like he used no other prophet. But this prophet that Moses was talking about, going to be just like this prophet here, he ushered in a new covenant. Amen. A new covenant of grace and mercy. This prophet also did numerous miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. This prophet, God telling him about, is going to be just like, but he's going to be better than. But this one you're going to hear. You can't hear Moses no more. People still adhering to that old law. Moses said. Moses, that's what they said. Moses. But what did God say? What did God himself say? What did Jesus say? This is the prophet that God is telling people about. This is the prophet that we are to adhere to. This is the prophet that we need to hear. Amen. Whatsoever he say, that's what we need to be finding ourselves doing. We need to obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You got to obey the word of God. When you do it God's way, it's going to work out. When you do it God's way, it makes you feel better. Because, Lord, I know I've done it your way. I ain't seen nothing come yet. But I know it's coming because I did it the way. No breakthrough is coming because I did it the way he said do it. I didn't listen to this person over here. I didn't listen to that person. Oh, they got some good advice. But God got the best advice. So he said this day, this scripture was being fulfilled in their ears that they didn't understand who he was. You understand. Thank God that God give us understanding that we understand who this prophet is. But this is the day that you can come out of whatever you in. This is the day that you can, if you stand up, like God said, you stand up. Rise up, change the story. But ain't nobody rising up. You know, rise up in faith. If you got something on you. Maybe everybody just ain't got nothing that need to fall off. I'm rising up, Lord, by faith. I got some things need to fall off of me. Huh? I got some things that need to come out of my heart. I got some things that need to come out of my mind. I'm rising up, Lord. Loose and let me go. Amen. Don't be too proud to rise up. Don't be too proud to ask God to search your heart. Don't be too proud. Pride becomes what? Oh my God. Whew. Pride comes before a fall. Before. And a haughty look before destruction. So if you want to be destroyed, you got to believe God. Jesus was the mediator of the new covenant. Grace and mercy. He was bringing them a message that they didn't understand. And they were still while he came. Prophet that they knew about. When they saw John, are you that prophet? They knew a prophet was to come. They knew that a virgin was supposed to conceive a child without the aid of man. They knew it, but they still had something down deep rooted down in their heart to where they just didn't want to accept this prophet. Amen. They just didn't want to accept. So Jesus came with the new covenant, with grace and mercy. And Moses came by the law, which nobody could keep. Amen. Jesus came with many signs and wonders. He came to deliver you, not only out of your bondage, but out of all sin. Amen. He came to do it. But Isaiah 58 reads this here. It's not Isaiah. Let's Ezekiel. Isaiah 58. And they that shall be of these shall build the old waste places. As Isaiah 58 and 12. We're going to write it down. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. And thou shalt be called repairer of the breach, the restorer of the past to dwell in. See, God knew that there was a breach long time ago in the garden. And there was a gap. Somebody messed up. You know, so many people are leaving here, and they, our father, I won't call him my father, Adam, he left us with a debt that we couldn't pay. He messed up. So many parents are leaving. Their kids in debt when they leave here. Something they can't get out of. But I know a man. The Bible says, I know a man that was able to get us out of it. Amen. So that was a violation. You know, a gap of something. Somebody messed up. Adam messed up. We messed up. That was a violation, a failure to communicate with God. They violated the laws instead of communicating with God. They was communicating with other folk. Amen. There was a breach in the relationship that caused this separation between God and man. But don't you know that somebody had to fill in that gap? Somebody had to make up the head. Somebody had to do it for us. Somebody had to do it. Ezekiel says, I saw the man among them that should make up the heads and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. He couldn't find nobody. God said, I sought somebody. I just didn't want to destroy this land. You know, but I found nobody. Revelation 5 says, the Revelator John said it like this. He said, I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within on the backside and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, saying, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, nor under the earth was able to open the book, neither to look therein. And John said when he heard that, said he began to weep much because there was nobody found worthy. How many know ain't nobody worthy? Ain't no flesh worthy. Amen. Nobody worthy. You look high and low. You can't find nobody worthy. So John said he began to weep over this thing because there was nobody open worthy to open the book and read the book, nor even look therein. Then one of the elders said unto him, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, had prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals. Jesus was the only one who was worthy enough. Worthy is that Lamb of God. He was worthy to receive glory. He was worthy to receive honor. He was worthy to receive praise. Jesus was the only one that was able to open the seals and look in the book and complete, perfect, fulfill, accomplish God's perfect plan in that scroll. So Jesus was the one that stood in the gap. He was standing in the gap for them. He's the one that made up the hedge. He's the one that's repairing the breach. So this day, today is the day that you can have your deliverance. Today is the day that you can have your freedom. Amen. If you're not saved this day, that scripture is being fulfilled in your ears. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. Amen. Paul put it this way. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus came to save. You know, he know you have needs. He know you have your bills, got your bills are due. He know somebody's electric bill about ready to be cut off. He knows that somebody's water about to be cut off. He knows all of that. But he knows that you are in need of salvation too. Is anybody in need of salvation? You can have it this day. All you have to do is do what Paul said do. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. It's simple. You don't have to go and do nothing great, nothing big. Ain't nothing you can do. Ain't nothing you can do that's great. Nothing you can do that's big for you to save your soul. It's already been done. Jesus said, it's finished. It's over with. All you got to do is accept it. Only believe it. If you believe it, you should be saved. And then that's when your journey starts. You start walking with the Lord, obeying God. You will see things. I had this testimony this morning. It just blew me away. I mean, God, we got our own great testimonies, but you know, it's good to hear other testimonies. You know, we're not one of those churches or TV programs that's up late at night with all of this here stuff that they be. This was real. Brother told his testimony this morning. He said this 18-year-old, I mean, I tell it like you told him, Brother Joe. 18-year-old was sitting in a tent meeting. He was saved. And he said he had this long line of people getting healing and deliverance. He said, got to this, was she the last one? She was the last person in line. Said she was an obese woman, real obese. The man began to pray for her. He said right before his, I don't care if don't nobody believe this. That's where we mess up at. He said right before his very eyes. He said a woman started to do this. Say she shrank, right? Say, oh my, the man said, oh my God, she's shrinking right before my eyes. He said, Lord, don't let her dress fall off. That's the kind of God that we serve. Those type of amazing things. You know, I heard another testimony where this man's intestines was out. You know, and he said he was walking, holding his intestines, you know, and he went to the hospital. God healed him. You know, I don't know how many people that believe these crazy things. You know, God gonna ask you to go and dip 7 times. He might ask you for your last little bit to see just what you're gonna do. Amen. A lot of people don't believe, well, God ain't gonna ask you for what you don't have. Give what you got. And this man was carrying his intestines. And he said he went to the hospital. And when he got out, he had 3 bills he had to pay. He was behind. So he went to the first one. And they called him by name. He said, I'm here to pay my bill. And a woman looked at him and said, you just paid this bill. He said, no, I didn't. I just got out of the hospital. I didn't pay this bill. He said, yes, you did call him by name. You paid this bill. He said, woman, I want to make good on my bill. She said, you paid. So he goes to the next one. Lady said, you just left out of here. She says, you just left out of here. And you come back to pay a bill you already paid. The third one. Now, you know you paid this bill. He said, by the time he got to with the third one, he's like, what's going on, Lord? And Lord spoke to him, be careful to entertain angels, strangers, because some have entertained angels unaware. He said, Lord, you sent angels 3 times to pay my bill. I don't know how many people in that church believed that night. I believed it. And when I believed it, I got my debt paid. $48,000. Y'all remember? $48,000. God paid off a house for us that we owe. It don't make no difference what kind of debt you're in. That kind of debt, no kind of debt. Natural debt, sinful debt. Jesus came to take it all away. He came. He's Jubilee. He wants you to have joy, unspeakable and full of glory. That's what he came for. Amen. So you can have joy. The devil has come and steal, kill and destroy. He came and took God's people joy from them. It's time for you to take it back. The kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it back by what? Because of what? It belonged to me. It belonged to you. Healing is the children's bread. Amen. God gonna give you any and everything that you need. He supplies all your needs. He would not hold any good thing from those that walk upright. People leave that out though. They do. Lord won't withhold any good thing. I said, keep going. Keep saying it. That walk upright. You got to walk upright. You got to live right. You got to be holy because he's holy. Yeah. Jesus said, I do what I see my Father do. I say what he say. All right? Remember, saints of God, if you don't remember anything else, this day, you can have whatsoever you say this day. That's what I believe, and that's what I preach. You can have it. Although you may wait, but you can have it. Amen. Amen. It belongs to you. God paid too great of a price for it. He didn't die in vain. You know, because he's going to have a remnant. He's got a remnant that's going to believe him. Amen. I believe. Anybody believe this morning? If you believe, give God a clap offering. If you believe, give him some praise this morning. I believe, even as he has said unto me, Paul said. I believe. God is a wonder. Amen. He is a wonder in my soul. I truly thank the Lord for this word this morning. Thank God that he is so patient with us. You know, he suffered loans with us. You know, he's there. He's waiting for the fruit. The Bible said the precious fruit to be revealed in his people. I ain't talking about apples and oranges. I'm talking about the fruit of the Spirit. God is waiting for those fruits of the Spirit to come to pass. Amen. If there's anybody need prayer this morning, anybody need a rededicating this morning, anybody need standing gap for somebody, all we're going to do is touch and agree. Going to touch and agree. I'm glad so everybody is whole, believe in God. Amen. If there be nothing else, we're not going to try to prolong it. We're going to stand and dismiss. Anybody? You don't need no prayer. Don't leave out the same way you came. We're going to pray in Jesus' name. That's what we do. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord God, for your word, God. We thank you, Lord God, that this day, Lord God, this is the acceptable year, God. This is the acceptable day, God, that we can have salvation. The acceptable day, God, that we can be healed and delivered, God. Lord, this is the day that we can be healed in our minds, God, in our spirits, Lord God. All we have to do is acknowledge you, Lord. We acknowledge you this morning, God. We acknowledge your word, God. It is power, God. It is life, Lord God. Lord, we take it. We eat it, Lord God. And Lord God, we're looking for the everlasting life, God. We thank and praise you, Father God, that you have given your all, God, your only begotten, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for our sins, Lord God. Lord, not only dying, but God, we thank you, Lord God, that you rose again. Hallelujah, God. You got up out of that grave, God, freed us forever, Lord. We praise you on today, Father God. We ask, God, that you would look in on your people today, God. Look on those that are sick, God. Father, I pray that none would leave here, Father God, the same way they came, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you have touched hearts, God. God, you have spoken to somebody's mind, Lord God. You have loosened, God, chains, God, destroyed yokes, Lord God, this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray, God, as we leave this place, but never ever from your presence. Lord, be with us, Lord God, until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.